And as airline companies reel from high oil prices and new fees annoy customers, flight attendants are caught in the middle. NPR's Frank Langfitt has this report.
3 years ago, Stephanie Steffenhagen got the job she'd been hoping for.
I've always wanted to be a flight attendant. You know, that little girl dream. You see the flight attendant, oh, I want to be like her.
She now flies for a U.S. Airways commuter service. But in her brief career, Steffenhagen has seen a lot of change. Today, she has fewer things to offer passengers, and they're increasingly mad about it. One of her toughest jobs is just getting women to put their purses in the overhead. She says the conversations often go like this.
Ma'am, can I place your carry-on, you know, in the overhead, your purse? But I have to have it next to me. And I'm like, ma'am, you can get it out during in-flight just for takeoff and landing. And I'm telling you, I have to fight with some of these passengers to get all their stuff up there.
And she expects things will only get worse.
I don't know if you know, they're going to start charging for bags. I'm dreading what they're going to try to bring on the aircraft.
Steffenhagen is 34. She makes about $30,000 a year. On her days off, she bartends to make extra cash. She usually flies to places like Greensboro, North Carolina, or Islip, Long Island. She dreams of more exciting routes, but she wonders if the time is running out.
I do want to go to maybe a mainline carrier and do the Paris-London overnights. But I don't know now, because is that airline going to still be there in 2 years?
What we worked to create was actually a profession.
That's Patricia Friend. She runs the Association of Flight Attendants, a big union. Friend hoped that her members would be able to enjoy a stable, middle-class lifestyle.
Support a family, educate their children, have health care, and earn a pension. That's gone.
The fortunes of airline workers have been falling for years. After the terrorist attacks of 9/11, companies began slashing wages and benefits. To save money, airlines are putting crews in cheaper hotels. Stephen Shems flies for U.S. Air.
We used to be downtown Chicago, right there on the Miracle Mile, right in the heart of downtown Chicago, and now we're at a hotel in Skokie at a strip mall, 40 minutes from the city, without transportation in.
In recent months, the airline's finances have worsened. The cost of oil is wiping out profits. Erin Gailey feels the impact of oil prices all the time. She flies for Alaska Airlines. I met up with her at a hotel during a layover outside of Washington, D.C.
We're taking every piece of weight off the airplane we can. If that means not carrying as many supplies in the back, anything from not as much bottled water, not as many utensils, every pound that we can take off the airplane is going to save us money and fuel.
And sometimes that means Gailey just runs out of things.
One of my favorite lines that I sometimes say to people when they look at me and say, what do you mean you don't have any more ketchup? Or pretend like you're camping.
Camping is not what most passengers have in mind. When Gailey got into the business in the 1980s, airlines actually competed on service.
In coach, we always had a wine bottle on every tray.
Those were the days. Gailey says the role of the flight attendant is more complicated now. As flying has become more trying, there's more conflict in the cabin. And it falls to flight attendants to defuse it.
We can't call 911. We are the police. We are the psychiatrist. We are the doctor. We are the nurse. We are the bomb squad.
Have a good flight.
I join Gailey on the bus to the airport. I meet some of her colleagues. They say apathy is up and morale is down. As Gailey prepares to go through security, she has a parting thought. It's about professionalism.
I understand it's day-to-day for some folks, and I understand it's been very painful, but for me, it's about my personal integrity. I still do an excellent job. I do a better job than I did 25 years ago. I think I work for one of the best carriers in the nation. If I didn't, I wouldn't keep going.
And with that, she heads towards the metal detectors and a nearly six-hour flight back home. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.